This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast.
Triple M.
Everything Limestone Coast.
Time to talk some movies. And I tell you what, over the course of the weekend, I got to catch up and watch a couple of movies, some DVD releases that have just come out. Superintelligence is one of the movies that I checked out over the weekend. I thought it was a great laugh. And I got to check out Mulan as well. Now, to talk great movies and what you can check out at the cinemas at the moment, Shane A is on the line. And Shane, this morning we are talking all about Ascendant. What can you tell me about it?
Ascendant is an Australian movie and low budget, but what the concept is this one girl, she's only young, she's an environmentalist, she's very popular in the media about what she stands for. However, she's in a high-rise building and she's in a lift and gets caught in the lift. But we soon find out that there's some people behind her not being allowed out of this lift, and they start tormenting her. Why? I'm not going to tell you, because you probably need to see the movie to keep the plot interesting. But, you know, I think it was a movie that got me in from the start, and none of the actors, believe it or not, I knew. They're all young, they're all up and coming, mm-hmm. and I think it's a project being an Australian film, that's pretty much worth seeing. And if you don't see it at the cinema, I'm sure it's going to get a little bit of a cult following as time goes by.
See, and there's a statement that you don't hear often, an Aussie movie that you want to go and see.
Yeah, I think we've been blessed, though, this year, Ewan, with Australian movies, because a lot of the Hollywood blockbusters haven't been released and they've been pushed back to later in the year. You get a chance for some local product to come through, like, for instance, The Dry with Eric Banner was a terrific movie and a big hit, and Penguin Bloom with Naomi Watts. So there's two examples, but I'm a big supporter of Australian movies no matter what they are. And Ascendant, you know, it might not be one of the top-notch films I've seen recently, but it is intriguing and it's got a great premise.
Now, Shane, I am presuming that you're a whole lot younger than I am, and that's only because of what we do when we talk. But can you remember the original Top Gun movie coming out?
You know, I remember it because, you know, I was a movie fan as I was a kid, so I was watching, you know, a lot of DVDs, and Top Gun was one of my favourites and still is, Ewan. So
I feel the need for speed. The new one's going to be awesome.
I think the new one's going to be great, and it's one of the movies on the big, long list of upcoming films that I've been waiting for, and the scheduling was all over the place, but finally it's got an Australian release of July the 1st, so it's not that far away, but I think it's an event movie that you see on the big screen. You know, you can imagine what these planes and the technology of the cinematography is going to look like for this new Top Gun. So cannot wait. Ed Harris is joined the cast. Tom Cruise is back. Val Kilmer's back, and a whole lot of other terrific people. So it's going to be a big one. And finally, we're going to see it on the big screen soon.
And speaking of very soon on the big screen, we're going to see Daniel Craig in his last 007 film.
Yeah, I believe this is going to be Daniel Craig's last James Bond role. This is the 25th James Bond movie, so it's spanned across so many decades. And I don't know about you, but I am a fan of the James Bond movie.
Love them.
This one, well, I've got to say that this one has suffered from scheduling again all over the place. It was actually meant to come out this month, March, the end of March, but being pushed back now to October. But I think that's worth the wait, because it's not just a normal release of James Bond movie. They're pretty big events. So I am looking forward to it, and I think it'll be worth the wait.
Speaking of pushback movies, I am waiting for June to come out, mate. That looks just incredible.
June's another one, Ewan, you're right. It looks spectacular and a must-see on the big screen. And another one that, you know, it's not out now until Boxing Day this year. We were meant to see it last year. Mm. So it's really sad that we'll see these movies eventually, but, you know, it's just keeping us really anticipating them. And June should be very good. They've cut that movie into two, so there's going to be a part one and a part two, because it was a four-hour film, apparently.
My goodness. Now, mate, it's always good to talk movies. We'll catch up next week and talk a little bit more. Thanks for joining us this morning on the show.
No worries, Ewan. Lots more new releases to talk about next week, so take care till then, mate.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M, and always online at triplem.com.au.